It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hello, this is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. In today's Life is Rich podcast, I'm going to share the importance of living a life of purpose. I believe that everyone is waiting for something. Men and women are waiting for relationships, for children, for healing, for a home, for a job, or for a financial breakthrough. Stories of God's children waiting for these very same things are woven throughout the Bible. If you want to understand your own waiting in a way that preaches the gospel to yourself and to the watching world, then the Life is Rich podcast is for you. In Hebrews 12, it develops the theme of endurance. The first three verses teach us that the key to persistence is passion. The men and women of faith in Hebrews 11 made it because they felt passionate about their cause. As I look back over my life, I can see that I've been running a race. And because I don't know where the finish line is at, I have to plan daily to endure spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. The key to persistence is passion. The key to passion is purpose. The key to purpose is perspective. As I think back as a personal trainer, working with people getting started just as they did as well as in entrepreneurship. You know, building running endurance is one of the biggest struggles for beginning runners and anyone looking to make a comeback. That initial running motivation is quickly stripped away when we find that our improvements have plateaued. When your progress becomes stagnant, it begins to feel like your running endurance will never increase. Each run feels hard and forced, and long distance running sounds like an impossible feat. Despite these challenges, building your running stamina does eventually begin to get easier. Adding distance to your long run slowly becomes a weekly thing, and suddenly the doors open and it feels as though you can accomplish anything. So how do you get to this point? Increasing your running endurance doesn't have to feel so disheartening. If you've tried and failed to boost your running stamina many times, like I used to, you may be missing some key tactics. These five secrets will help you improve your running endurance, not just easily, but quickly as well. What are those five secrets? Well, the first thing is be consistent. The biggest secret to building running endurance isn't a secret at all, but rather something we've all heard before: consistency. Your running endurance will never improve if you run sporadically, never frequently enough to give your body time to adapt. Running consistently doesn't have to mean running hard workouts every day of the week. It could mean getting outside 2 days a week for 30-minute workouts or every other day for just a few miles. Staying consistent provides your body the time to adapt gradually, making running feel easier. It doesn't take long either. After just a few runs, you will notice a significant increase in your running stamina. Number two, run longer by taking walk breaks. It's no secret that running farther than you ever have before will feel challenging the first time. Pushing your own personal limits is part of the fun in running. Increase your running distance slowly each week and take walk breaks when you need it. 6 miles is still 6 miles, whether you run the entire thing or walk for 2 minutes every mile. Increase your longest run distance gradually over time by taking walk breaks when you need to. Eventually, your body will adapt to the longer distances and your running endurance will increase due to the extra time spent on your feet. Number three, add cross training. Increasing your running distance too quickly or frequently will often lead to injury. So how do we boost our running endurance quickly so that we can add miles every day? The answer, cross training. Incorporating some plyometrics, HIIT workouts, on your off days will improve your cardiovascular fitness more quickly, strengthening your lungs and heart so your run faster feels easier. Incorporate some at-home bodyweight workouts or plyometric strength moves to make the most out of the off days and increase your heart rate. Number four, follow a plan. Feeling overwhelmed often leads us to quit, give up, or procrastinate on our goals. Running actually does get easier, but it takes a little bit of time and effort to get there. You know, research different running plans or create a schedule for yourself. Print out your running schedule and stick it to the fridge so you can see it every day. Knowing what is directly up ahead makes longer runs feel more manageable as we can see the steps we'll need to take to get there. Building your running stamina doesn't happen overnight, so give it time, follow a plan, and watch as your running endurance begins to improve. And number five, focus on speed only once per week. One of the biggest pitfalls of running motivation is that it often leaves us wanting to do too much too soon. As a beginner runner, it's easy to feel like you want to get faster and run farther right away. As you begin to focus on increasing your running endurance, remember that running longer is your goal. Speed will come naturally once you have a built solid running base, but until then, remind yourself that is not your focus. Designate one day per week to focus on running fast during your run and force yourself to slow down and enjoy the ride on the others. Now you may be wondering, why am I talking about running as it relates to entrepreneurship? Well, my first business was as a personal trainer. That's where I got my start. That process of setting goals, doing the assessment, making the plan, and then holding people accountable was a process that I then moved into life coaching. And then once I got my MBA from George Washington University, I started teaching people how to apply those same principles to business. And then when I did financial planning at Georgetown, I started teaching people how to apply those same principles to personal finance. So you may be thinking, so what? Well, I think that the process of becoming an entrepreneur and for living in fullness every day is very similar to building your running endurance. It can be a struggle in the beginning when you're trying to move from idea to profit. That's why the key to success is persistence, passion, and purpose. Number one, be consistent. Number two, work longer by scheduling focused time. Number three, add personal growth and development with dedicated time to learn or sharpen a skill. Number four, follow a plan. Number five, focus on results once per week. Otherwise, track the right activities. You see, trying anything for the first time is a little scary and often very challenging. Use these five secrets to increase your capacity and ability to endure. Powering through the difficult moments is what makes the successes even sweeter. I encourage you to invest a moment to read Hebrews 12, 1 and 3, and consider these three things that I believe will help you to finish well. Number one, since a great cloud of witnesses have gone before us, we must get serious about finishing well. Number two, it is now our turn to run the race and watch for pitfalls. We must lay aside every encumbrance that would prevent us from finishing well. And number three, Jesus ran his own race and endured hardship by fixing his eyes on the rewards. We must follow his example.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.